What would change if today you refused to pretend, coddle, cultural lies, or hide God's truth, choosing instead to let His word release hope, conviction, and righteousness wherever you go? Are there places in your life or work where your silence, fear, or compromise is quietly suppressing truth? And what would it look like to be lovingly, unashamedly truthful instead? Release the truth, standing boldly in a world that suppresses God's word. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. If you haven't checked us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org, I want to encourage you to check out those two websites. Also, if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you haven't become a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, it's never too late to start. It really does help us create great content of keeping us in the Word of God and involved in the public square. If you are a supporter, thank you so much for your contributions and bringing awesome resources like this one. We are in our Wrath of God series, and today we're going to be talking about suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. Let's dive in. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God has made it evident to them. Now think about this for a moment, that we are seeing that the wrath of God comes from heaven, is uncovered from heaven, because people are holding down the truth in unrighteousness. This will change how you think about scripture. This will change how you think about the public square. This will change everything, because it's sometimes presented as if the world has an absence of truth instead of a suppression of truth. If you and I were in a swimming pool and I were to say, hey, let's take this beach ball and suppress it underneath the water, we would take the ball and we'd begin to push on it and try to hold it down, but it would try to pop back up. And this is the reality. When the world is in despair, it's because they're taking the truth and it's popping up every other place. And you might just be that area where it pops out today, because they want to hold it down. They want to silence you. They want to make it so that you aren't free to speak, that you are afraid to use certain words, or that you have to walk on eggshells and make sure that you don't say the wrong thing. But God has a different plan for your life. He wants you to have truth and righteousness and holiness, and to not suppress truth in unrighteousness, but to release truth out of the righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. So what does it mean to suppress truth in unrighteousness? Let's look at John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. When people begin to proclaim that there's another way to the Father, when they say there's another way to heaven, or that we can create our own utopia here on earth, that is suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. Why? Because Jesus is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And nobody can go to the Father but through Jesus Christ. Jew, Greek, Gentile, you only can go to the Father through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Yeshua. He is the Lord. So we can't suppress that in unrighteousness to coddle people and make them feel good about themselves. So what truth are we sometimes suppressing in the public square? Well, one that's very evident right now is we're suppressing that God is the creator of every human being, every individual. You say, how do you know that? Well, if we start with the abortion issue, we think that we can end life when God's the one who started life. Let's take the transgender issue. We think we can change our transgender. So God creates us a boy or a girl, male or female, and we say we can do the opposite. Now, let's just tell the truth. You can cut off every body part that you have, and it will not change your DNA. Your chromosomes are still the chromosomes. If you got XY or XX, you are what you is. I know that's not proper, but the plumbing you got is the plumbing you are. And so when you think about that, so God created you exactly. So what's the biggest evidence? Your emotions, your thoughts, your desires? No, the biggest evidence is your plumbing. You see that when you have emotional gender, or you have a gender based upon your thoughts or your feelings or your desires, it's going to be crazy out there, because you could be anything. And yet I'd rather you not suppress truth in unrighteousness, but release it and begin to say, God is the one who created me. I know I have these thoughts. I know I have these feelings. I know I have these desires, but I command those thoughts, feelings, and desires to align with the word of God. When you don't see God as holy and he reveals himself to you as holy, you're like, well, he's my buddy system. He's my great Santa Claus. He's my this or that. Then you're suppressing the truth and unrighteousness, because if God is holy and God is a judge, the holy judge will sit on his throne one day and judge over our hearts and over our minds and over our lives. And we will give an account on that day. God is holy. Don't suppress that. That God is convicting. He's convicting our hearts and our minds. Don't suppress that. That when the Holy Spirit comes in, and don't try to medicate it out of you. And he's saying, repent, turn to me. You need to understand something. God is drawing you and releasing truth inside of you. So Psalm 119, 160 says this, the sum of your word is truth. In other words, the totality of God's word is truth. And every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting. God's word is truth. Titus says it this way, Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of those chosen of God and the knowledge of the truth, which is according to godliness. Truth according to godliness, not untruthfulness that is according to ungodliness. In the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised long ages ago. God can't tell a lie, and his word is not filled with lies. The problem is us, not God. And so turning to the living God and saying, we will no longer hold that beach ball underneath the water where it's going to pop up. We are going to take that truth out and we are going to expose it to the world and allow that truth to be seen all around us, because God is truth. He's convicting us of our sin. Conviction is a good thing, by the way, because that means that God loves you and he's drawing you to the cross. But at the proper time manifested even his word in the proclamation which I have entrusted according to the commandment of God. And Paul goes on to talk to Titus a little bit. So what is the hope that I have for you today? When you walk into that public square place, your marketplace, your workplace, the place that you have employees at, the place that you have an employer at, whatever the context of your day is today, will you release the truth that is inside of you? Now, if you're a born-again believer, that truth is Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and life. He dwells inside of you. Will you stop coddling the lies of this culture and the lies of this world and winking at sin and pretending that God is going to somehow look over our rebellion towards him? Will you turn to him and say, no, he's a gracious, loving Father who has given us this time to pour his grace upon our hearts that we may come in repentance so times of refreshing can come to our hearts and to our minds? Will you turn to him and allow him to do that? Will you help others to see more clearly today? You don't have to be rude and obnoxious. You can simply speak truth in love to others and allow them to see that you stand and are not ashamed of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Let him iron out and work out a lot of the details, but the reality is, preach Christ and Christ alone. He will come in and work on those other areas of a person's life. At the same time, if they ask you directly, or you're in context of having to answer a question, answer the question honestly. Christ's followers are not to be liars. The Bible is clear that liars have no place in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of, we have to tell the truth. And the truth is, without repentance and turning to the living God, there is a heaven and there is a hell, and God will judge on that day whether we are found in Christ. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, and I pray that as we go into those public spaces, God, that we will not suppress truth and unrighteousness, that we will not coddle sin, that we will not fear man or fear what words we might use, but we will boldly proclaim the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. Go before us today, surround us today, open our eyes to the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast around us, and let us be ministers on your behalf. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.